with your ag news. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Of the $5 billion of U.S. beef exported around the world through May this year, only $8 million has been to Africa. But Africa is a very promising destination for beef variety meats, a low-cost protein that helps to meet Africa's nutritional needs. There is also growing interest in higher-end beef cuts that draw interest from Africa's growing middle class. Matt Copeland is the U.S. Meat Export Federation representative in Africa.
There is a huge volume of consumers. Nigeria is over 200 million people. By 2100, that's the largest country in the world by population potentially, and China going the other way in terms of their demographic cuts. It's such an important base for us to be looking into. We're a short market for these variety meats. There's still a long way to go in terms of satisfying demand. I'd say we're probably 1,000 tons a month short, and we can accept more offers, and we're glad and willing to try and get more offers into that sub-Saharan African sector of the market. Certainly critical, kidneys, and then there's other products, reclaimed beef head meat, beef tongue roots, as an example, used in manufacturing of hamburger patties in-country. It's a wonderful way of starting to introduce consumers to a slightly different flavor.
Copeland says that a growing population, an expanding need for affordable protein, an explosion in Western-style retail outlets, and some softening in regulatory barriers signal the region is a potential growth market for U.S. red meat.
European outlets like Carrefour or ShopRite, which is pioneered from South Africa as a retail organization, they have over 2,500 commercially owned central head office controlled stores and another 500 approximately franchise stores. Companies like Massmart in South Africa, Walmart has a significant equity position in those businesses. There is the Gini coefficient. There is disparity in terms of earnings, the haves and the have-nots. You have to look after everyone in the market. So variety meat by volume has a massive part to play in making sure adequate nutrition is available and meets those needs of the broader base. But on the other hand, certainly over time, there are going to be opportunities for high-end muscle cuts because they're in demand.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.